Such kind of argument variation is known in linguistics as semantic roles, or thematic roles, or theta roles. Semantic roles are some universal, probably innate concepts with which we operate when we make judgments about what is happening in terms of who acted or who was acted upon, or what was used to act, etc. And linguists use these terms to show how these concepts are reflected in verbs. I should say that the number of semantic roles is different from study to study, and the semantic roles singled out for different verbs can also vary. But there is a list of most commonly used ones, which I'm going to present now. One of the semantic roles is agent. It is the doer of the action, the one who performs the action. If you have a look at the sentence, John opened the door with a key, it is John who has the semantic role of agent. There is a semantic role of theme. Theme is the entity which undergoes action, receives this action, in other words. In the same sentence about John, who opened the door with a key, it is the door which functions as theme. The next role, semantic role, instrument. It is means, something used to accomplish the action, tools, devices, etc. In our sentence, it is a key that enabled John to open the door. There is also a semantic role of experiencer. Experiencer is the entity that feels or perceives something. We can't make a sentence with the verb open to illustrate experience, because open is a kind of verb which subcategorizes agent. Experience is found with other verbs, because the difference between agent and experience is that agent is active, determined to perform the action, and experience has some feelings or perceives something, maybe not wanting to do it. In this slide, the sentence John knows the answer illustrates experiencer John. Another semantic role, goal. Goal is the end point of change in location or possession. When the action unfolds, end point is something the action finishes with. As in the sentence, John gives the book to Mary. Mary, in this case, is the goal of the action of giving. Another possible semantic role is location, the place where the action occurs. For example, John lives in London, or when you write that, when you say that you write on a piece of paper will also present location. One more role that can be subcategorized by verbs is source, which is the entity from which the action originates. When you say, I took the book from the table, the beginning of the action is source. Information about what kinds or what semantic roles of arguments the verb can subcategorize is part of our knowledge about verbs. This information is stored in our long-term memory, in our mental lexicon, and we refer to it when we make a decision on which verb to use to denote a certain event.